Edmoma Konese is one of the villagers who has spent more than 3 days attempting without success to withdraw his money from a local bank. Makonese says he will only go back home when he gets the money.
Yeah, I've been here since Saturday trying to withdraw my money from the banks, but it is now Tuesday. I'm still waiting for my turn to get whatever little that is available in my account. The major reason is that there is so much uncertainty with this bond notes fiasco that we've just been told by the RBZ governor. I have lost my savings because of the hyperinflationary environment that persisted in 2007-2008, and I wouldn't want to risk again. So I would stay in town, stay in the pavements for as long as is possible, so that I withdraw my money.
Another Masingo resident, Sheila Mtua, who has braved the harsh weather condition and decided to camp at a local bank, says all she needs is her money.
I've come all the way from Zaka and sleeping in the pavements, and so far we don't even know when we are getting our money. And with the fear of those bond notes that are coming, now we don't know whether maybe they are just like those Zim dollars and they'll be slashed out like in the bank. So I'll just wait. With this coldness, I would rather wait. But now we are afraid what is going to happen with our economy. Since we are failing even to get the US dollar, how will we survive the curse if the bond are coming back in our country?
Terence Gono Kongez, adding that it is difficult to understand the Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe's move to introduce the bond notes.
They are trying to give us an explanation about how the bond notes will work with the US dollar, but the language is too technical to most of us, and we don't have any option but to secure what we had invested in our accounts.
Elton Chauke, another villager from Wenez Communal Lands, says they have lost confidence in anything that is done by the government, and as a result, they cannot accept what he calls worthless bond notes.
You know, I don't trust this government. I just think I should just have my dollars in my pocket, because the next time I will come up here and they will tell me that, you know, you now have Zim dollar, you no longer have a US dollar, like what they did during the Zim dollar era, whereby they just woke up and announced that we no longer have money.
RBZ Governor John Mangujga says the bond notes are designed to promote exports while easing cash shortages. Reporting for Studio 7 in Masvingo, this is Gandhi Maramba.